From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of former Democratic Senator John Edwards, has died after a long and public battle with breast cancer. That's according to a number of media reports this evening. Edwards will be remembered for the way she persevered. Edwards was diagnosed with cancer in 2004, and doctors thought it was in remission. But then in 2007, after her husband's second bid for the White House, Elizabeth Edwards learned the disease had spread. She also found her husband had fathered a child with a former campaign videographer. In a statement made after she entered her cancer treatment, Edwards said what she had sustained her throughout her life were family, friends, and faith, and the power of resilience and hope. Once again, at this hour, we have learned from a family friend that Elizabeth Edwards, wife of U.S. presidential candidate John Edwards, has died. President Obama, at a White House news conference today, defended himself from critics, including those from his own party, who are accusing him of capitulating to Republicans with an agreement to extend Bush-era tax cuts for 2 years, even for the wealthiest Americans. Mr. Obama saying the deal reached with congressional Republicans keeps his promise to protect middle-class Americans from paying higher taxes, and it's a better choice than confrontation.
The middle-class tax cuts were being held hostage to the high-end tax cuts. I think it's tempting not to negotiate with hostage takers. Unless the hostage gets harmed.
The president also said the series of tax cuts, which include a reduction in the payroll tax, should help push down the nation's still high unemployment rate. The White House, in exchange for giving in on some Republican provisions, also got a deal to extend unemployment benefits to the long-term jobless by another 13 weeks. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates is in Afghanistan today, talking with troops and trying to get a sense of how the war is going there. Gates traveled to the eastern part of the country along the Pakistani border. NPR's Rachel Martin has more.
Secretary Gates visited troops at two forward operating bases, where he told troops he's thankful for their sacrifice. He said the fight along the border has been particularly tough, but he told troops their push against insurgent networks has helped the U.S. and Afghan security forces capture some momentum in this war. Gates is traveling around the country trying to assess how the current strategy is working. He's also scheduled to meet with Afghan President Hamid Karzai during his visit. A senior U.S. defense official says the Obama administration's war review is expected to show that some progress is being made, but that, quote, clearly a lot of work needs to be done. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Kabul.
Senate is meeting to consider the impeachment of a federal judge who allegedly took cash from lawyers, Carrie Johnson reports.
Judge Thomas Porteous is facing four charges, including allegations that he accepted thousands of dollars for lawyers who had business in his courtroom. Two-thirds of the Senate must vote to remove the judge from Louisiana in order for him to be impeached. Judge Porteous also faces charges that he falsified official documents and lied to the FBI. He was appointed by President Bill Clinton in 1994. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR. In the wake of a recent incident in which explosives were found aboard UPS planes, the giant package shipper now says it will require photo ID from customers shipping packages at retail locations around the world. The new tighter security guidelines come a month after printer cartridges containing explosive material were found on a cargo plane in London. The plane was bound for Chicago. Authorities later traced that package to Yemen. There's a new international comparison out today on student achievement. As NPR's Alex Kellogg reports, once again the tests show U.S. teens falling behind many of their global peers.
The U.S. ranked average in reading and science and below average in math. The results come from tests of 500,000 15-year-olds in more than 70 countries. And overall, American students landed in the middle of the pack and way behind rising countries like South Korea and China. That has U.S. educators worried. Chester Finn is president of the Fordham Institute, an education think tank in Washington.
And long term, this is deeply alarming and, in fact, scary because we were under the illusion that we were still doing really well.
The tests were administered last year by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, an international group of major economic powers. U.S. students ranked 14th in reading, 17th in science, and 25th in math. Alex Kellogg, NPR News, Washington.
Once again, recapping this hour's top story, a number of media sources are reporting that Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of former Democratic Senator John Edwards, has died following a long and public battle with breast cancer. Edwards was diagnosed with cancer in 2004. Doctors thought it was in remission, but then in 2007, during her husband's second bid for the White House, the disease reappeared. Edwards was 61 years old. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.